And I'm so happy to be able to share the joy that you received through the spring retreat. And I'm so happy to see the young people rise up to serve the Lord. And we cherish new blood in His house. Of course, elderly people are even more precious, aren't they? And I'm one of them.
无论年轻的年长的,
doesn't matter whether young or old,
都是主用宝血买回来的,
we're all purchased by Jesus with His precious blood.
我们在世界上基督徒要很卑微, 很谦卑,
and Christians, we should live humbly in this world.
我们有一个骄傲,
yeah, there's something we can be proud of.
我们骄傲我们的主,
we are proud of our Lord.
无论什么地方, 讲到主, 我们都骄傲,
and wherever the Lord's name is mentioned, we should be proud.
我们的主是大君王,
for He is that great King.
到处去夸耀我们的主,
and we should boast upon our Lord everywhere.
罗马书五章, 讲到我们讲主的时候啊,
Romans 5 says, when you speak of the Lord,
那个字最好翻作吹牛,
and it's not actually the word speak, but boast.
讲到主,
we need to brag about our Jesus.
我们要讲我们的主,
we need to brag about what He is the greatest of all.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们读几组圣经,
we have a few scriptures to read.
启示录, 第六章,
Revelation chapter 6.
一到八节,
verses 1 to
8. 大家翻到了一起来读,
let's read them together. I
watched
as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals, then I heard one of the four living creatures saying in a voice like thunder, come. I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard a second living creature.
读到第八节,
to verse 8, say, come. Then another horse came out, a fiery red one. Its rider was given power to take peace from the earth and to make people kill each other. To him was given a large sword.
揭开第三印的时候,
verse 5. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come, I look, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, two pounds of wheat for a day's wages, and two pounds of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. I look, and there before me was the pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth.
好, 我们先读第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verses 2.
我们先读。
Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having a seal of the living God. He called in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Now harm the land or the sea or the trees, until we put a seal on the foreheads of servants of our God.
好, 我们读9节到17节。
Verses 9 to 17 of chapter 7.
此后,
after this,
我观看,
I looked,
见有许多的人, 没有人能数过来, 是从各国, 各族, 各民各方来的, 站在宝座和羔羊面前, 身穿白衣, 手拿棕树枝, 大声喊着说, 愿救恩归于坐在宝座上的与我们的神。
All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiping God, saying, Amen,
Amen.
Praise,
Amen.
And glory, and wisdom, and thanks, and honor, and power, and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. 长老中有一位问我说, 这些穿白衣的是谁?
And where did they come from?
我问他, 我主，你知道，他向我说，这些人从大患难中出来了，却把衣裳是摆净了，所以他们在神面前。
And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
好，启示录一般的人看作是本很难读的书。
And the book of Revelation is, seems to be a book hard to read to most people.
其实清楚了启示录的思路，启示录不是一本难读的书。
Actually, it's not a hard, book to read if you follow the trend of thought.
启示录究竟讲什么呢？
So what is this book about?
就启示录主要讲三件事。
It talks about three things primarily.
第一件事，耶稣基督的启示。
First is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
启示录一共讲了八次耶稣基督的启示。
And the phrase, the revelation of Jesus Christ appeared eight times in this book.
每次启示带进一段事情来。
And every revelation will bring forth an event.
最后的一次启示。
And the very last revelation.
神的计划完成了。
And that is the completion of God's plan.
教会达到他最荣耀的命运。
And the church has completed its glorious fate.
神的工作也完成了。
God's work was done.
圣经在这里结束了。
And the Bible ends.
这启示录讲的最大件事。
And that is the greatest thing about the book of Revelation.
耶稣基督的启示。
The revelation of Jesus Christ himself.
启示录第二件事。
The second thing about this book of
Revelation. 讲到得胜。
It's talking about the victory.
启示录一直呼召得胜者。
Therefore, in this book, God keeps on calling overcomers.
而第三件事。
The third thing about the book.
讲到将来必成的事。
It's talking about the things that are to come but will be completed.
那就是启示录的预言了。
And these are the prophecies you see in the book.
启示录是按照字面应验的。
And actually, these prophecies are, fulfilled literally.
他怎样说就怎样应验的。
And whatever it says in the book, it will be done.
前些日子刚刚应验了启示录件大的事。
And not too long ago, a great prophecy was just fulfilled.
启示录说打仗的马兵有两万万。
And 两万万是多少？
两万万。
两亿。2 billion.
Twenty billion.
Twenty billion. Okay.The Bible says there is a war and there are soldiers involved 22 billion.
一般人是不相信这么两万万。
20 billion. Yeah, there are 20 billion people involved in the war. And it's hard to imagine to have so many people involved.
前些日子在南海发生争执。
And there was conflict in South Sea, not
中国和东南亚的小国家起了争执。
And China had a confliction with a small country in Southeast Asia.
美国站在东南亚的国家的后面。
And the America is supporting those little countries.
这件事和我没有关系。
And I have nothing to do with this.
但是中国政府讲了句话。
But what China government said.
战争就发生了。
Says if a war is about, is happening.
我们要出兵两万万。
If the war is to occur between these two countries, we will send out 20 billion soldiers.
讲话的人，我想他没有读过圣经。
And I believe.
讲话的人没有读过圣经。
Okay, whoever made that comment probably never read a Bible.
但是这句话应验了圣经了。
But what they said about 200 million soldiers is what has been said in the Bible a long time ago.
启示录说出兵两万万。
So the book of Revelation says we will send our armies in the size of 200 million.
前些日子应验了。
And was fulfilled not too long ago.
他们真要出兵两万万。
If China was really to send out soldiers.
所以将来的事都按照字面应验的。
Therefore these prophecies will be fulfilled literally word by word.
你们信不信神的话？
Do you believe in the word of God?
神的话是绝对的。
God's word is absolute.
我们读的第六章
And when you read chapter 6,
启示录就说到幕后时代怎样的一个时代
It talks about how the end days will be like
像四匹马 跑遍全地。
And there are four horses here running across the earth.
每匹马只是一件事。
And every horse represented as one thing.
四件事要跑遍全地。
And these four things will be running around and happening throughout the land.
第一匹马白色的马。
The first horse was a white horse.
那是指着福音。
Which refers to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
福音要跑遍全地。
Which means the gospel will be preached throughout the land.
这个有冠冕赐给他。
And there's a crown given to him.
胜了还要胜。
Given to the rider on the white horse, and he rode out as a conqueror bent in conquest.
从耶稣基督钉十字架。
Ever since Jesus was crucified.
主耶稣在十字架上。大大胜过仇敌。
And he triumphed greatly over the enemies on the cross.
这是人类中间最大的得胜。
And that is the greatest victory ever in the history of man.
从这次得胜之后。
And from this very victory,
福音永远得胜。
Gospel always stands a position of being victorious.
很短的时间，耶路撒冷几万人聚会了。
That's why within a short period of time, the church grew in size into tens of thousands.
在第一次聚会的时候，只有120人。
In the very first meeting of church was only 120 people.
和我们今天差不多呢。
It's more than what we have here.
很快就发展了。
And they grew so fast.
等到保罗蒙召了。
And once Paul was called by God.
把福音带向万邦万民。
Apostle Paul brought gospel to all nations.
主后七十年。
And 70 years after Jesus.
福音就来到欧洲，来到亚洲，来到北非洲。
And you see, gospel were brought to different parts of the world: Europe, Asia, and America.
今天福音传遍全地了。
Now you know, gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached out through all the earth.
多少的人为着福音去舍命了。
And a lot of people laid down their life for the gospel's sake.
开始是欧洲人的力量。
Initially, the revival started from Europe.
特别是英国人、德国人的力量。
Especially people in Germany and in Britain.
每一个时代他们有口号。
And every era has their own slogan.
在同一时代要他们要征服黑色的非洲大陆。
And they want to conquer the dark continent of Africa.
多少英国人、德国人去非洲舍命了。
Many British people and Germans gave their life.
一个英国弟兄，我们到今天我永远纪念他的。
There's one particular brother we all remember.
他就听过这个名字 ，Livingstone， 听过没有
？Have you heard about his name, Livingstone?
Livingstone 那个是大人物。
And Livingstone is a great character.
他蒙召去非洲。
He was called to go to Africa.
把一生埋在非洲。
And he laid down his life in Africa.
非洲的人一群一群得救了。
And there are many people saved.
但他最后要在北非洲被主接去了。
And when he was taken up by the Lord in the end, in his end, in northern Africa.
英国国家宣布要把他国葬。
And they want to give him the official burial in his own country, England.
但是非洲的弟兄们把他的尸体剖开。
But what happened is the brothers in Africa opened up his body.
把他的心拿出来。
And removed the heart from his body.
你们把身体运回去。
And give the body back.To England.
他的心永远属于我们的。
You can take his body away, but his heart belongs to Africa.
把心埋在非洲。
So he buried his heart under a tree.
我们到了荣耀里面还看见这个伟大人物。
And we shall see this great brother in glory one day.
另外一个弟兄是德国人。
Another wonderful brother is a German.
是温泽。
Swinzer.
我家里有他们传记。
I have his autobiography.
那真是伟大的弟兄。
He was a wonderful Christian man.
他要去到非洲去。
He wanted to go to Africa.
那样清楚神呼召他。
He was very clear about God's calling.
但是走在马路上预备去非洲的事啊。
And on his way, when he was in preparation to go into Africa,
出了车祸了。
He had a car accident.
到了医院里面，医生要给他锯掉一条腿。
And he went to the hospital, he was be amputated one leg.
但我们一定要埋怨的。
And if we were him, we would be.
神那么清楚叫我去非洲。
Lord, you clearly give me a calling to go to Africa.
干什么叫我遇见车祸。
But why did you allow a car accident happen?
丢掉条腿走路都不方便。
And without my two legs, how could I walk around easily?
他们给他装条木头腿。
They gave him a fake wooden leg.
他到了非洲。
He went to Africa.
到了吃人的民族。
He went to the tribe that actually eat people.
他们把他绑起来要吃他。
They caught him and they got him and they tied him up. They were ready to eat him.
他一下明白了为什么出车祸撞条木腿啊。
He suddenly realized why he had a car accident and has a wooden leg now.
他拿出个刀来说：“你们要吃我是不是
？”You guys want to eat me？
我给你们吃。
Try to eat me.
他把腿一片一片削下来。
So he like used a knife to scrape piece by piece.
削下一片就丢给人，请你吃。
And then he would take a piece of wood and give it to those rural people, those barbarians. Says, come eat.
再削下片来，请你吃。
And he take off another piece and said, come on, take a bite.
把非洲人吓坏了。
And those Africans were so frightened.
他们转过念头来，他是个神呐。
And they changed their mind about eating him. They said, God, this guy is a god. So they start worshiping him.
看待他。
And they were so nice to him.
他就住在那里，福音传开了。
So he was able to stay and preach the gospel as a result.
神会用各种奇妙的方法传福音。
God preached his gospel through many miraculous ways.
但还不能少掉人的忠心。
Yet, what he requires of is the faithfulness of man.
人吃不了。
He needs to have vessels.
我们都要忠心侍奉神。
What we need to do is to be faithful in our service to him.
我们若不传福音，神就不做工。
If we don't share the gospel, God cannot work.
在这里，若是去找人得救，那就是我们的责任。
If we say, you know, we don't have enough people saved, then it's our responsibility.
大家都起来传福音，好不好？
We need to rise up and share the gospel with people. Can we do that?
大家都好吧？
Can we do that?
算数的哈。
Those who just answer, remember your word.
你们在神面前说的哈。
You said you just responded in the presence of God.
过了一年来，我看见人没有加多，要问你们了。
And next time when I come, maybe a year later, you need to increase in number.
福音永远得胜。
Because the gospel is always victorious.
福音从来站在不败之地。
The gospel never fails.
于是我们传福音被人拒绝了。
Sometimes people reject us when we share the gospel.
回来好像打了败仗了。
We feel defeated.
心里也真的不舒服啊。
We feel so bad.
我传福音被人拒绝了。
I was sharing the gospel, people didn't want it.
那你不认识福音啊。
That's because you don't understand the nature of gospel.
福音从来不败的啊。
Because the gospel never fails.
人接受了我的胜。
If people accept the gospel, I overcome.
人拒绝了，我仍旧得胜。
If people reject the gospel, I still am overcome.
失败的是谁？
Who has been defeated?
失败是拒绝的人失败了。
The one who rejected the gospel was defeated.
他失掉了今生，还要失掉永生。
They lost not only this life, but also eternal life.
所以认识福音的人，当福音被人拒绝了。
If we truly understand the nature of gospel, when people reject it,
站在那里对人哭啊。
You should cry to the person who rejected.
你不得了啊。
It's because woe to that person.
竟然拒绝救主啊。
Who rejected the Savior.
我也说过。
And I did that too.
我下跪求你圣啊。
And I actually kneeled down and prayed for people to be saved.
要信主啊。
Said, please accept the Lord.
这个话说今生永生了。
Because it's concerning your this life and your eternal life.
我们弟兄姊妹都传福音好不好？
Therefore, let us share the gospel.
保罗说不传福音我就有祸了。
Paul said, woe to me if I do not share the gospel.
这么大的救恩在我身上。
Because this grace is on me.
我亲传一传不没什么代价吧。
It really doesn't take cost me anything to tell people about it.
要决定人上天堂或者下地狱。
Yet this gospel will determine the eternal destiny of people.
福音从来不败。
The gospel never fails.
胜了还要胜。
Because the conqueror bent on conquest.
他们后来有口号，征服东南亚的两条龙。
And you know, there's a saying about overcoming the two dragons in the Asia, Eastern Asia.
一条龙在中国，一条龙是日本。
One sleeping dragon is China, the other one is Japan.
他们都有皇帝制度的。
They are both having the system of emperor.
多少人到中国来舍命啊
？So many people gave their life for China.
今天我们坐这里，我们都蒙恩得救了。
The fact that we're here and we're saved.
要说前面有多少人为了中国人的福音舍命啊
？Because so many people lay down their life for China for the gospel's sake.
出了最大的代价。
They paid the greatest price for us.
甚至牺牲了他们的生命
，including their lives.
让中国民族能够得救。
So that Chinese people can have the gospel.
这是最伟大的事。
And that was the greatest thing.
今天福音在我们身上。
Now we have the gospel on us.
主来之前，我们站在世界上挡在前面。
And before the Lord's return, we are in the way.
我们负最大的责任。
We have the greatest responsibility.
要把福音传给所有不信的人。
To share the gospel to people that do not believe.
你的亲人。
Your family.
你把你做工在一起做工的朋友。
Your co-workers.
你所有认识的人。
All the people that you know.
你不把福音传给他。
If you don't share the gospel with them.
将来他下地狱都要好好的看你几眼了。
And they will look at you.
这么大的人怎么不传给我啊？
They go down to hell in the future. They will blame you that you did not share the gospel to them.
要不要怪啊？
Will they hold us responsible?
我们要受永远亏损了。
And we'll be indebted to them forever.
这件事你儿女听见了，大家答应这件事我来就上算了。
And if you really understand what I'm saying and promise to share the gospel, then that's worthy of my trip here today.
每一个人接受福音的负担。
He's received the burden of sharing the gospel.
福音永远得胜。
Because gospel overcomes.
第一匹马出来。
That was the first horse.
跑遍全地。
And run through all land.
今天福音真是跑遍全地了。
And that's indeed what happened to the gospel of Jesus.
第二匹马出来。
And the second horse that came out.
战争要跑遍全地。
And that represents the war shall be all over the land.
这边红马代表战争。
And this red horse represents wars.
自有人类以来就有战争。
Ever since there's a history of man, there's war.
从来没有世界大战。从来没有整个世界打仗，世界打仗。
Oh, there's no war that involves the entire world.
从第一次世界大战开始。
From the very first world war.
红马出来了。
That's the coming out of the red horse.
应验启示录了。
And that's fulfilling the promise of the prophecy.
第一次世界大战打完了。
After the first world war.
地上的人真是觉得到了和平的时间了。
And people on earth says we need to have peace.
第二次世界大战了。
Yet, before they know the Second World War came,
我自己经历过第二次大战。
And I went through the Second World War.
第二次大战结束了。
Once that war is over,
没有人觉得和平来了。
And nobody felt that we have true peace anymore.
大家都准备第三次大战。
Everybody was prepared to have the Third World War.
世界强国都在准备第三次大战。
All the great nations in this world was preparing themselves.
圣经说他们要夺取和平。
Because they will take away peace.
和平没有了。
Bible says no more peace on earth.
我大刀赐给他。
Because this rider on the red horse was given a large sword.
战争武器的可怕呀。
And that's the dreadfulness of war.
今天战争的武器太可怕了。
The weapons people use nowadays is so terrible.
从前的武器不能比啊。
And they're much worse than the weapons we use in the prior wars.
启示录说一次最后三个四分之一的人。
And to the point that one-fourth of the people on earth,
四分之一要十几亿人呢。
That means hundreds of millions of people will be lost.
只有一个可能。
There is only one way to do it.
核子战争。
It's a nuclear war.
全世界的小国家都在预备核子武器啊。
Even the small countries in this world are preparing nuclear wars.
第三个大战，这么许多国家都要用核子武器。
And I believe when the Third World War arrives,
我们不能想象、
we will see nuclear weapons.
不能想象战争的可怕。
And that's just beyond imagination.
红马出来，跑遍全地。
This red horse will come out and run back and forth on earth.
第三匹马黑马出来了。
The third horse is a black horse.
饥荒要跑遍全地。
And that means famine will be throughout all land.
所以说粮食用天平来称。
Here you take a pair of scales to measure food.
就这个粮食多宝贵啊。
Means the food is very precious.
今天全世界多半国家都有饥问题。
And there are many nations in this world are suffering famine right now.
只有美国没有问题。
It's not happening in this country.
美国粮食多余。
We are abundant in our food supply.
有一次我住在一个弟兄农庄里面。
And one time I visited a brother who had a farm.
他有很大一块地。
He had this huge land.
他用机械耕种。
And he cultivates.
他只种一小块。
His produce, but all he used was a small piece of area.
我说你为什么不全种呢
？I said, why don't you just plant everything throughout your land?
他政府不许啊。
He said, government disallowed.
我出产的麦子也有一定的。
And I'm limited as about how much produce or wheat I can
produce. 多生产了也不许啊。
I cannot oversupply or overgrow.
要把我的麦子拿去烧掉啊。
And if I overgrow wheat, I have to burn them.
他们要为什么粮食在一定的价钱上 上啊。
So that we can maintain the balance between supply and demand, therefore the price.
不能让粮食太便宜了。
Because we cannot allow food to be too cheap.
我说美国有这么多的粮食。
And in this country, food supply is abundant.
为什么不去援助外面呢？
Why don't we support other places that have famine?
他说弟兄啊，美国很多粮食援助外面。
He said, brother, you have no idea. Actually, the United States support a lot of countries with food.
每年中国就买美国很大数量的粮食。
And China is a great importer of our supplies.
但问题粮食和别的东西不一样。
Yeah, there's a difference between food supply versus all the other products.
我们没有这么多的船来运粮食。
We don't have enough ships to ship these food.
这是我们最大的困难。
And that has been the greatest challenge.
全世界都有饥饿的问题。
And there are famine issues everywhere.
只有北美没有。
Not in North America, though.
欧洲的西面欧洲没有。
Not in the Western Europe.
特别说油和酒不可糟蹋。
You hear a verse says, do not damage the oil and the wine.
油和酒是粮食的副产品。
And oil and wine are the byproduct of food supply.
粮食多了才做油和酒。
When you have oversupply of food, then you can make oil and wine.
三十几年前我第一次回中国。
About three decades ago, when I returned to China for the first time,
香港旅行社都为我们准备那个去中国的东西。
The travel agency in Hong Kong was preparing for us.
他行动上有一大瓶油啊。
And also there are items that we need to bring in. They gave us a big jar of oil.
我说哎呀，带这么多东西，油就不要带了。
I said I have to bring all these things already. Forget about this bottle of oil.
油是最便宜的东西啊。
Oil is cheap.
说先生，你不明白中国的情况。
The agent says you have no idea about the condition of China now.
你到了上海才知道那个油的宝贵了。
And then I arrived in Shanghai and realized how expensive oil was.
所以圣经早就说油和酒不可糟蹋。
So here the Bible said a long time ago, do not damage or waste oil.
饥荒出来的传遍全地。
And the famine is everywhere throughout the land.
第四匹马出来。
When the fourth horse came out,
灰颜色的马。
It was a pale.
那说到死亡。
And that speaks of death.
这里圣经都明记的了。
And Bible said clearly here.
死亡一直是传遍全地的。
And death is covering the land.
末后时代特别厉害。
Especially in the end days.
多少的办法都帮助人快死啊。
And there are so many things speed up the death of people.
死亡的后面跟着应付。
And what follows the death is Hades.
我常常做个比喻，好像什么呢？
And I like to use this example.
死亡像个大的扫把。
You know, death is like a big broom.
那个音符好像个簸箕，是吧
？And the Hades just like the receiver.
把大批的灵魂都扫到一个死亡的阴间里面去。
And death sweep their many lives into Hades.
死不可怕。
Death itself is not dreadful.
下阴间才可怕了。
But going to Hades to hell, that's dreadful.
永远尝死味。
And you will taste death forever there.
永远在鬼魔的权势之下。
And you will be in the power of the evil one forever.
四匹马跑遍全地。
These four horses were running back and forth throughout the land.
福音要跑遍全地。
The gospel will be preached throughout the land.
战争要跑遍全地。
The wars will prevail throughout the land.
饥荒要跑遍全地。
Famine will be happening throughout the land.
死亡要跑遍全地。
So is death.
应付就跟着接受灵魂。
And Hades will follow death to collect these souls.
其实说真是末后时代的光景。
Therefore, the book of Revelation really describes the condition of the end
days. 我们正出生在末后时代。
And you and I are born in the end days.
我相信主来很快很快了。
And I believe the Lord is returning very soon.
我的年龄也盼望看见主来了。
And even at my age,I still hope to see the coming of the Lord.
你们都能看见的。
Not to mention your age.
所以今天我们要特别警醒啊。
Therefore, we need to stay alertful.
更加忠诚侍奉主。
And serve the Lord faithfully.
更加爱主。
And love the Lord even more.
更加顺服主。
And obey the Lord even more.
我们要争取永远的价值。
And we need to have the eternal value occurred in our lives.
不然的话，人生没有主，人生真是个悲剧啊。
Without the Lord in our lives is nothing but tragedy.
人生意义在哪？哪里呢？
Otherwise, what is the meaning of our life?
没有意义。
No meaning without the Lord.
我们得着了主。
If we have the Lord,
主是我们生命最大价值。
And then He is the greatest value of our lives.
Amen.
Do you amen to that?
是不是价值在主？
Is your value in the Lord?
没有主，我们还有什么？
Without the Lord, what do you have?
下面殉道者呼喊。
And then you see the martyrs cried out.
殉道者呼喊求主出来惩罚仇敌。
The martyrs asked the Lord to punish enemies.
我不能多讲这里了，因为下面有很多重要要讲。
And I can't spend more time on this particular point.
下面说神用印印了神的百姓。
And then you see in chapter 7, God has his seal on the forehead of his people.
这里印以色列中的得胜者。
The seal is for the overcomers of Israelites first.
什么叫做印？
So what is the meaning of seal? What does seal mean?
新约圣经讲三种的印。
In the New Testament, there are three kinds of seals.
以弗所第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们信了主的道。
After we believe in the way of the Lord.
就受了圣灵的印记。
And we receive the seal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的道印在我们身上。
Which means the Holy Spirit will imprint a seal on us.
加拉太第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
保罗说人都不要搅扰我。
Paul says, do not trouble me.
我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Let no one trouble me or bother me because on me there is the sign and seal of the Lord.
耶稣基督的印印在我们身上。
We have the seal of the Lord on us.
在这个地方。
Here, the book of Revelation.
永生神的印。
It's the third seal, that's the seal of the eternal God.
三二一的神都是我们身上的印记。
The God of Trinity is the seal on us.
这个印记我们肉眼看不见。
We may not see the seal with our naked eyes.
属灵境界绝对看见。
But in the spiritual realm, they can see the seal of God on us.
神能看见。
God can see that.
鬼也能看见。
So is the devil.
所以神的儿女不怕鬼，鬼怕神的儿女的。
Therefore, children of God, devil is scared of us. We should not be scared of the devil.
好多是鬼魔的故事啊。
And I have encountered or I heard many stories.
我真的说，直到今天。
Even till today.
每次鬼都怕我的。
My experience is that devils are afraid of us.
不是怕我啊。
Not afraid of me.
我有什么好怕呀？
What do I have?
我有什么能够叫鬼怕呀？
What do I have to cause him to be afraid?
我身上有印记。
But the seal of God on me.
圣灵的印记。
The seal of the Holy Spirit on me.
耶稣的印记。
The seal of Jesus Christ on me.
永生神的印记。
The seal of eternal God on me.
印记叫鬼怕。
Make the devil tremble.
你们上有没有印记
？Do you have the seal？
要相信主啊，都有印记。
We all have got seal.
什么叫做印记
？What does seal mean？
印记第一件是宣告形象。
First, it means it declares the image of God.
我打上个印。
When I put a seal on people,
那个印的图样和我的印的本身要完全一样的。
The image I apply onto something is the same image as the seal itself.
差一点不算印了。
If there's a difference, then you cannot call that. I just put a seal on.
所以第一件是宣告形象。
First of all, it's to declare the image of the true thing itself.
第二件是。
Secondly,
宣告主权。
Proclaim the ownership.
这个书上有我的印。
If this book has my seal,
这就告诉人说这本书是我的，对不对
？Which means this is my book.
所以我打上印了。
So I put my seal on this.
印记宣告主权。
So the seal speaks of the ownership.
主打上印。
So God, the Lord put his seal on us.
我们是属主的人。
That means we belong to him.
主在我身上有绝对主权。
Therefore he has the absolute lordship over me.
所以我们称神为称主为主啊。
That's why we call Jesus, oh Lord.
我们中国人把那个主字是放到后面的。地主、财主。
In the Chinese saying, you put the word Lord at the end of the phrase.
财主、地主、房主，好多主
了。House Lord,
从来没把主放在前面的。
They don't put the word Lord in front of the face.
只有耶稣。
But only Jesus.
主是在前面的。
You see, you call Lord Jesus.
叫主耶稣。
Lord Jesus. The word Lord is in front.
他是一切的主。
Because he's the Lord of all.
他是万有的主。
He's the Lord of all creation.
他是人类的主。
He's the Lord of mankind.
更是教会的主。
And he's the Lord of church.
所以我们祷告都要奉主名。
That's why when we pray, we say in the name of the Lord.
这不是个形式啊。
This is not a formality we go.
我们祷告完了。
When we finish praying,
盖上一个君王的大印。
We seal our prayer with the big seal of the great king.
一个公文没有印就没有效力的。
Any official document needs to have the official seal to make it effective.
盖上这个印子，公文通行天下。
Once you have the official seal on the document, it's valid everywhere you go.
有最大的权柄。
The seal has the authority.
所以我们祷告完了，奉耶稣的名。
That's why when we finish our prayer, we say in Jesus' name.
盖上君王的大印。
We close it with the great seal of the king.
我们祷告通行天下。
Therefore, this prayer goes through.
没有事情不能成的。
And there's nothing that can block the king.
没有仇敌不能克服的。
And there's nothing the enemy cannot overcome.
这里说到受印记。
And here it says to have the seal.
下面说到围绕宝座的蒙恩群众。
Here surrounding the throne in this chapter, next is the multitude.
这也是启示录的特点。
And that's one major characteristic of this book.
说到基督升天。
And it talks about the ascension of Jesus.
旧约、新约说到升天地方很多。
There are many places throughout the Bible talk about his ascension.
启示录不同。
But book of Revelation is different.
启示录说到升天之后天上的光景怎样的。
It talks about the condition in heaven after Jesus' ascension.
主再来之后。
After Jesus returns.
我们这些蒙恩的人的情形是怎样的。
And what is the condition of us?Saved ones.
是只有启示录。
Only the book of Revelation talks about that.
启示录重要吗？
So this is an important book.
我再次来还要跟你们讲启示录。
And next time when I visit you, I will still talk about this book.
看见数不过来的群众。
You see this great multitude.
围绕羔羊宝座。
Surrounding the throne of the Lamb.
刚才我们唱诗歌一唱，荣耀归羔羊。
And just like the first hymn we sang, Glory to the Lamb.
在启示录，羔羊这个名字用了三十七次。
There, the word lamb has been used 37 times in the book of Revelation.
宝座中的羔羊。
The lamb in the throne.
这羔羊在原文是小羔羊。
And in the original context, it's the little lamb.
这个小羔羊在宝座不大称的哈。
It doesn't seem to be compatible to have a small lamb sitting on God's throne.
我要画这幅画，我不会画羔羊，我画个狮子。
You know, if I were to draw, I would draw a lion instead to sit on the throne.
狮子在宝座比较称嘛，对不对
？It makes sense, more sense if it's a lion sitting in the center of the throne.
但是圣经不用这么，不是我这个想法。
But Bible has a different thought.
小羔羊坐在宝座上。
It's that little lamb that's sitting in the center of the throne.
为什么这样用
？Why is that so？
耶稣是凭着经历上宝座。
Because Jesus entered the throne through his experience。
凭着受苦上宝座。
Through his suffering, he was qualified。
凭着完成救赎上宝座。
Through completing the salvation, Jesus entered into the throne。
每次都是宝座中的小羔羊。
So every time Bible refers to him as the small lamb in the throne。
我们俯伏敬拜。
And to him we bow and worship。
一切受造之物都要。
All the creation will worship him.
敬拜我们的主上宝座。
We worship our Lord who is sitting on the throne.
他是凭着经历上宝座。
He entered into the throne through his experience.
凭着生命上宝座。
Through his great life.
凭着受苦上宝座。
Through his sufferings.
跟地上的君王总统真是不一样了。
So the way Jesus entered into the throne is so different from the kings and rulers of the earth.
地上的君王总统有什么用啊？
And what are the presidents or kings of this world?
你只能管我外面的。
They only pay attention to outward things.
那些逼迫基督徒的国家呀。
And those countries that persecute Christians.
你逼迫我在你面前照讲讲你好话称赞你。
And you persecute me? Do I need to please you?
我心里在骂你，你根本不知道的。
I may say good things outwardly, but in my mind, I may be cursing
you. 我讲那个独裁者啊，那个民人民都骂他的。
Almost every citizen will rebuke in their heart against their dictator.
不敢在外面骂，每个人心里都骂。
They dare not say that.Outwardly,
耶稣基督做君王
but when Jesus Christ, when he's the king,
他不是管人的外面
he doesn't pay attention to our outward condition,
他管人的里面
he pays attention to the inner condition,
他是我们生命的君王
because he's the king of life,
他是我们灵魂的君王
he's the king of our soul,
我们从里面尊他为君王
we honor him from within,
从里面爱他
we love him from within,
从里面顺服他
we obey him from within,
从里面敬拜他
we worship him from within.
是不是这样？
Is that our condition?
主是我们的大君王。
Because he is our great king.
蒙恩群众围绕羔羊宝座。
And there's a great multitude of saved ones around him.
身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
And they were wearing white robes and with palm trees in their hands.
衣服在圣经里面说到行为。
And the clothes talk about our deeds.
我们的衣服没有办法白净的。
And there's no way we can have white clothes.
到了洗思路好都是说到白衣。
But the interesting thing is, for many times in this book, talk about the white
clothes. 宝血把我们的行为洗干净了。
On one hand, his precious blood cleansed us completely.
我们从来没有这样接近过。
We were never as white as this.
我是个罪人。
I am a sinner.
我是从生命里面败坏的人。
I am a wicked person from within.
耶稣宝血洗我的罪。
Jesus cleansed me with his precious blood.
我们得到宝血的权利。
So I have received the privilege through the blood.
宝座前的群众都是宝血洗净的群众。
Therefore, the multitudes surrounding his throne are the multitudes that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
手拿棕树枝。
And they were holding palm trees.棕树
说到复活
and palm branches represent resurrection.
为什么棕树是复活
why
棕树是特别的植物
palm trees are very unique
春天夏天到冬天它不变颜色
it does not change in color in all four seasons
到了冬天所有的植物都黄枯了
in the winter all the leaves of other trees turn yellow or wither
棕树一直青翠
but only palm trees stayGreen.
而且棕树可以生在缺少水的地方。
And palm tree can grow in a dry land.
干旱的地方所有植物不能生长。
And many plants cannot survive in the desert.
棕树能够生长。
But palm trees can.
所以棕树说到复活。
Therefore, palm tree speaks of
resurrection. 每个手拿棕树枝。
And these multitude, everyone was holding palm trees.
他们是复活的子民。
Because they are the people of resurrection.
复活是我们最大的信仰。
And that is the greatest faith we have.
我们信什么
？What do we believe in?
主耶稣的死是太重要了。
Yes, the death of Jesus is important.
但死不需要信，对不对
？But we don't. It doesn't take faith, right?
没有人不信死。
We all believe there's death.
信复活。
But we need to believe in.Resurrection.
人得救不得救就在于信复活。
And whether you're saved or not, determined by whether you believe in resurrection.
我们信为复活的救主。
We believe in the resurrected Lord.
他吞灭死亡直到永远。
He has swallowed death once for all.
这是人类最大的得胜，胜过死亡。
And that is the greatest victory of mankind.
今天我们就有复活的凭据。
Therefore, you and I have the evidence of resurrection.
有主复活了。
Because he is risen.
主自己不需要复活。
Jesus doesn't have to resurrect.
他神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
本来就和死亡无关。
He has nothing to do with death.
为着我们去死。
But for our sake, he died.
为着我们复活。
For our sake, he resurrected.
他是第一个复活的。
He is the first man that was risen from the dead.
千千万万神的儿女都要复活。
And all the thousands and tens of thousands of children of God shall follow through.
我们宝血洗净的子民。
We are people washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我们是复活的子民。
We are the people of the resurrection.
我在上海，前两年在上海。
Couple of years ago when I was in Shanghai.
上海教会唱首诗歌。
And church in Shanghai sent me.
我很喜欢唱复活的诗歌。
It's a song about resurrection.
复活的诗歌很少了。
There are not many hymns regarding resurrection.
既然看见一目空
，Since you see the empty tomb，
就知万物必相同。
And then you know many tombs shall be just like that.
主从坟墓里出来了。
The Lord has come out of his tomb.
我们都要从坟墓出来。
So will we.
死亡不能吞噬我们。
Swallow cannot keep us.
坟墓不能埋我们。
And the tomb cannot keep us.
我们是复活的子民。
Because we are the people of the Lord's resurrection.
下面天使问约翰，这些人从哪里来的
？And here this elder says, Who are these people dressed in white robes?
刚才我们唱的诗歌就根据这些圣经写的。
And you know the hymn, the second hymn we sang this morning was.
这些人是谁？按住约旦波。
Who are these people enter through the river of Jordan?
死亡的巨境也已被冲破。
And they rush a marching through the bondage of sin.
那个副歌多雄壮啊！
And what a great marching song!
长驱直进新耶路撒冷进。
Sweeping through into the city of New Jerusalem.
应有羔羊血洗净。
Washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我们得了这么大的救恩。
And we have received this great salvation.
我们没有功劳。
What have we done? We don't deserve anything.
我们没有什么长处。
We didn't do anything to deserve.
我们只有一件事，羔羊宝血。
We only know and rely on one thing: it's the blood of the Lamb.
应有羔羊血洗净。
Washed. in the blood of the Lamb.
他们都是复活群众。
That multitude are the people of resurrection.
然后宣告。
And they proclaim.
这些人从大患难中出来的。
These are people that come out of the great tribulation.
这句话包括了整个教会历史。
And that's the history of his church.
教会历史就是苦难史。
The history of church is nothing but the history of
suffering. 教会历史就是逼迫史。
The history of persecution.
两千年教会都从逼迫过来的。
For over 2,000 years, church has gone through
this. 今天世界不受逼迫的地方少了。
And very few places, in very few places, church are not persecuted.
真正完全没有逼迫。
And even if there's no persecution,
只有北美洲。
I would say maybe in this country, in the North America, and Western Europe,
东欧就有逼迫。
And there's persecution against Christians in Eastern Europe,
南美就有逼迫。
In South America,
全世界各地都有逼迫。
And there are persecution against Christians everywhere.
大患难中出来的。
These are the people that came out of great tribulation.
政治的逼迫，国家的逼迫。
The word persecution I use here is political.Persecution.
但没有政治的难处。
But even without the political persecution,
我们个人有没有患难？
Do we have affliction in our own life?
每个人都有每个人的患难，对不对？
Every one of us has our own share of suffering.
我们都从患难中取功课。
We all learn our lesson through difficulty.
都从患难中得生命。
And we all gain life from the Lord through
our difficulty. 每一个患难都在建造我们。
Every suffering is the chance to build us up.
有一天整个教会到荣耀里面了。
One day his church will appear in glory.
这些人从大患难中出来的。
And that's the multitude that come out of the great tribulation.
可用羔羊的血把义上洗白净了。
Who has washed their garment in the blood of the Lamb?
我们只夸耶稣宝血。
And we have nothing to boast about but Jesus Christ.
主要亲自牧养他们。
And the Lord himself will shepherd them.
主要做我们真的牧人。
And he will be our true shepherd.
主是大牧人。
He is the great shepherd.
是群羊的大牧人。
He is the shepherd of the flock.
主正在牧养我们。
And he is shepherding us now.
给我们有生命的粮。
He's given us the bread of life.
给我们有生命的水。
And the water of life.
牧养我们，替我们抵挡仇敌。
And he resists the evil ones for us.
有点要牧养我们经过死亡啊。
And he will shepherd us all the way through even the river of death.
进入荣耀。
Until we enter into his glory.
牧养我们到最后，我们亲自看见主的脸。
He will shepherd us all the way through until we see him face to face.
喜欢吗？
Do you like that?
主是我们的大牧人，我们还有什么需要？
So what do we still lack?
我一辈子遇见过很多难处。
I have experienced a lot of difficulty.
我从来没有求人帮助。
Well, I never asked for the help of
man. 也有人在很有地上很有权势的人呢。
And there are people I know who had great power on earth.
要来帮助我。
And who desire to help me.
哎，这个就是我要一帮助你们，我的主怎么办呢
？But I had to decline because I have the Lord.
我怎么面对我的主呢
？If I accept your help, how do I face my Lord?
我每件事都感谢主。
And I give thanks to the Lord for everything.
那么今天有个事情我要感谢人了呀。
And now I need to give thanks to man.
从来不求人帮助。
So I refuse to ask help from man.
这不是我骄傲。
It's not that I'm.
我有救主。
But because I have my Savior.
我的救主是万有的君王。
And he is the king of all.
他有最大权柄。
He has the greatest power.
奉主名祷告。
So I can pray in his name.
靠着主的名过来的。
And I can survive through the name of my Lord.
主要亲自牧养他们。
He will shepherd them.
领他们到生命水的泉源。
And lead them to the spring of the living water.
主也是擦干他们一切的眼泪。
And he will wipe their tears away.
每一滴眼泪主都擦。
And he will wipe away every tear.
那么这个眼泪是连忧伤在流泪，对不对？
You cry with tears because you're sorrowful.
这个人啊，有的人会哭，有的人不大会哭的。
Some people like to cry, some people don't like to cry.
我就是个不大会oh, 哭的人。
I am someone who doesn't cry a lot.
我也很少外面的流眼泪的。
And I rarely shed tears.
里面的忧伤有没有？
But don't we still have sorrow within our
hearts? 每一个人都有忧伤。
We all have sorrows.
大卫是个饱经忧患的人。
And David is a man of sorrows.
他说神把我的眼泪珍藏在他的皮带中。
But he said, God treasured my tears, put it in his leather bag.
大卫的眼泪是那么宝贵啊。
To God, the tears of David is very important.
每一滴眼泪都把它收藏起来。
So God cherished every drop of his tears.
大卫每次经过忧患。
Therefore, every time when David went through
difficulties,
God carefully designed what he had to face.
And
David experienced so many afflictions. He was the most spiritual man in the book of the Old Testament. He gained the Lord's life through his obedience. And the same way we shall pay. We don't serve God in vain. All the price we pay for the Lord's sake
人没有看见主看见的,
may not be seen by man, but they are seen by God.
人就是忘记了, 主永远不忘记的。
Even man may forget what we did, the Lord will never forget.
主纪念神儿女一切为着他的代价。
The Lord remembers everything we do for him.
神也纪念所有神的儿女每一次的奉献。
And God cherishes every time we offer ourselves.
每一次对主的顺服。
Every little or big obedience.
每一次我们舍弃世界为主活着。
Every time we deny the world and choose to live for him.
到今我们和主一同在荣耀里了。
And until one day when we see him in his glory.
围绕高羊宝座而赞美。
And we will surround his throne and give him praise.
献上永远的赞美。
And offer up the everlasting praise.
我们再唱个诗歌好不好？
Let's sing the song one more time.
这些人是谁？安度约旦不？
Who are these people?